We have with us right now Amber from Canadian rock band Black Mountain. How are you today?
I'm not bad. I'm not bad at all. We're actually at the Koala Sanctuary right now. I think it's something a lot of bands do when they come to town, hey? It's my second time.
Your first time back in Australia after 7 years?
Yeah, something like that. It's been a long time.
How's the tour going?
Oh, it's been great. Oh my god. Really, really cool. People seem to be pumped about the shows, like lots of energy, people dancing. And actually, I noticed there's a lot of ladies in the audience, which I thought it was really cool. It can be better, really, yeah.
So your latest album, 4, it's a nice journey to go through.
Yeah, that's what it should be. I like an album. I love listening to an album from start to finish. And hearing like people get kind of being kind of into listening to it as an album, which makes me really happy.
It's a very good album.
Oh, very
There's
nice.
A lot of instrumentation involved in this record. What was the process with instruments and music?
We wrote a ton of songs and we recorded a ton of songs. And making the record Wilderness Heart was sort of like more of a conscious decision. Like, let's try to write like more straightforward songs and like do something different, because we were, you know, we've been a band for a long time and we just felt like changing it up. We didn't really plan anything. We didn't worry about song length. More just natural. Like, we did all the bed tracks at the Bass Studios. That song, "Crucify Me," we did that live in the room. We just got really moody one night. We lit a bunch of candles, made it really dark, and just were like, let's do this live. And we did. Of course, there's a lot of synths going on, so that had to be layered. And of course, guitars. She just got one of those Jay Maskus edition guitars, and that's pretty fun to play. And I know he played that a little bit on some of it.
Dave Grohl shouting out Black Mountain through the Foo Fighters page. They say they're writing their next album because they listen to you.
Oh yeah, that was cool. I feel like, I don't know much about that guy, but he just seems like a positive force in the world. And he seems to have a lot of influence and power, and all around seems to be doing some really cool stuff. We just got a shout out from Lars too, Metallica. I was pretty psyched about that. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? Howdy, this is Amber from Black Mountain. You're listening to 4ZZZ.